Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Well, hello there, insert first name of Project Distinct listener. It's great to have you along with us as you listen from insert location of Project Distinct listener. You think a lot of your emails sound the way that that sounded as an introduction to the podcast? Well, it's because what we think of as personalization may not be that. My friend Dan Gingis hosted a tweet chat today with the kind folks from SAP Business. And it really got me thinking about what personalization is and how important that it is to business. In my book, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, I talked about the third of the tenets was that customers are people, so personalize their experience. We're going to be talking about a few ways you can personalize your customer's experience, make it more compelling, make it more intense. That's the purpose of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by Distinction Nation. If you want to download a 14-day audio program on how to get what you want in life and in business, in other words, how do you create personal distinction so you get chosen for what you want, just go to distinctionnation.com. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is sign up to join our nation, distinctionnation.com. We hope to see you there. Well, here's a trivia question for you. Who said the words to the effect, "It's not personal, it's just business"? And the answer is, well, a lot of people. If you answered Michael Corleone in The Godfather, you'd be right. If you named any major character in any film or TV drama about the mafia since then, you'd probably be accurate too. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn's description of the reasoning behind his massive investment in Herbalife was similar. Gordon Gekko, the Michael Douglas character in the movie Wall Street, had his own version that he used to dismiss Charlie Sheen's Bud Fox. It's even in the Tom Hanks romantic comedy You've Got Mail. In other words, the phrase, "It's not personal, it's just business," is pretty much everywhere, from the mob and business on the screen to investors to a line that you may have personally heard or used. Quite simply, here's the problem with "it's not personal, it's just business." If there isn't someone who is taking it personally, there's no need for that statement in the first place. Quote, "It's fashionable to see business as an impersonal activity," writes Adrian Savage, the author of Slow Leadership, Civilizing the Organization. But he goes on to say it's not like that, not at all. At the heart of all business transactions are two intensely personal relationships. Savage continues, "The simplest can be summed up in four words, you sell, I buy. That is business. Without buying and selling, there could be no profit, no investment, no reason to produce anything beyond what each individual needs to survive." In other words, business has to be a personal activity, according to this book. My good friend, Dr. Joseph Michelli, who, by the way, has a brand new book coming out on Airbnb and how they became such a success. I'll have more on that for you in an upcoming podcast, but I'm really looking forward to his book. He sent me a preview copy that I'm going to be reading over Labor Day weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. Joe Michelli said in his book, The Starbucks Experience, Five Principles for Turning Ordinary into Extraordinary, he posted on his blog that he said, "In most of my books, I find myself touching on a theme that sounds something like this. All business is personal." Michelli says, quote, "I think I'm attracted to this message because well-intentioned business leaders can get drawn into tasks, products, and profits and lose sight of the basic importance of personal care for staff and customers." So true. You know, I had a great experience with a very personal experience a while back. So let me give you a couple ways that you can personalize the experience. First one's very obvious. It's know and use the customer's name. On a speaking trip to India, I stayed first at the Taj Palace Hotel in New Delhi, arriving on a Thursday night. On Sunday morning, I departed for 3 days to make a presentation in Srinagar in the troubled state of Kashmir near the border with Pakistan. You've probably been reading about Srinagar in the news here lately. Finally, on Tuesday afternoon, I returned to my original hotel to freshen up, take a nap, get ready for the 27-hour flight home. After landing a deli near the end of my trip, I was tired as the hot, tiny cab pulled into the driveway of the Taj Palace for me to check in again. Even with a temperature at the astronomical 115 degrees that's considered pretty normal there at that time of year, a greeting awaited me from a sentry with a perfect uniform and a smile to match. "It is a good day at Taj Palace," he said, "for our Mr. Scott has returned." Between the heat and my fatigue, I wasn't certain what I'd heard. I wish I could honestly report that I turned to him from the back seat of the dusty cab and sounded debonair, saying, "Pardon me, old chap, I didn't quite catch your remark." Instead, what I really said was, "Huh?" The doorman had a white beard that perfectly offset his black uniform and dark skin, and his smile gleamed as he repeated, "I said, sir, it is a good day at the Taj Palace, for you see our Mr. Scott has returned." I thought that along with my suitcase, they're going to have to load me onto a luggage cart after that. Look, I know and appreciate that little trick that's played at many Ritz-Carltons and Four Seasons hotels, in which the bell captain tells the front desk by radio the name of the incoming guest, so that when the guest approaches the front desk to check in, the clerk can say, "Welcome back to the Ritz-Carlton, Mr. Smith." Here, however, this man was the very first person from the hotel that I saw on the visit. In other words, he had memorized and remembered my name. Because of its location in the middle of several of the world's embassies to India, security is quite high and appreciated at the Taj Palace. With the painful knowledge it was their sister hotel in Mumbai that was the target of a terrorist attack several years ago, they're very thorough. However, waiting at the front desk was a woman I recognized from the front desk during an earlier visit. "So good of you to return, Mr. McCain." Again, someone called me by my name. She walked me in the hotel and personally handled my check-in. Look, I always carry my own bags, but the bellman was taking them from me this time. I screwed up my back a little bit and I was in a little bit of pain during my travels. When my luggage arrived, I was asked by the bellman if I needed anything else. "Well, ice would be very helpful," I replied. "How about a drink to go along with that as my treat?" he responded. "No, that won't be necessary," I said. I kind of messed up my lower back, and it's just going to help put some ice on it before my flight. Thanks, anyway." He was off like a flash and returned with a small tub of ice and a hot water bottle to put the ice in. "And Mr. Scott," again, used my name, "just take it with you. It's a long, long flight home, and it may help your journey." You know, I don't think I've ever received a gift from a hotel that was more appreciated. So I checked out at 10 p.m. to head to Delhi's International Airport, and the hotel assistant manager surprised me yet again. "We have appreciated your two stays with us, Mr. McCain, and we know that you will return to India. When you do, we would be honored for you to visit us again. Please accept this gift to remind you of your friends at Taj Palace." Well, I waited until I arrived home to open the gift. It was a small sculpture of the Taj Mahal. I'm looking at it right now. It sits on my desk as a constant reminder of the importance of knowing a customer's name and delivering an ultimate customer experience. So, some questions for you. Number one, where will I insist on staying the next time I'm back in New Delhi? There's no doubt. In fact, on the ride back to the airport, we passed a new JW Marriott there, and I thought, well, there's one Marriott I won't be staying in. I'm loyal to the Taj Palace. What did it cost them financially to do what they did? Well, in terms of items that they had to purchase, it was a little hot water bottle and a small gift in the box. In turn, for that relatively minor investment, they acquired a customer for life. You see, it's not what they spent on me in the way of gifts or discounts. It's what they invested in a relationship. Learning my name, making me feel appreciated and special, that's what mattered. So, in other words, what does it take to remember someone's name? Well, I'm going to suggest to you, you have to decide it's worth the effort. And frankly, it is. If you want to connect with customers and make it personal, it's not just inserting their first name at appropriate spots in an email. It's using the customer's name appropriately throughout every interaction that you have with them. When you go the extra mile and learn and use the customer's name, gosh, it's a great first step to creating distinction. That does it for us for today on Project Distinct. I hope you have a great, great Labor Day weekend if you're listening as these podcasts are first posted. And if not, whatever you're doing, I hope it's a great day. Thanks for subscribing and sharing. Thank you so much for listening. I truly, truly appreciate it. This is Scott. Thanks for listening to Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.